You're listening to Archer Radio.
Close your eyes. Imagine. Imagine it's a warm, humid summer afternoon. The sky is filling with dark gray clouds. And then the rain begins. You sit still and listen as the rain falls. This is what I experienced today. I sat on the balcony of my condo and enjoyed this summer storm. It was relaxing. It was a nice time to reflect about my day. I thought about all the things I did today, all the people I emailed, talked on the phone with. It was a nice time to reflect. Take a few minutes now and listen to the summer storm and reflect on your day. It's at this point that I decided to go back inside and let the Eye River do the recording for me. You can hear the chimes of my new wind chime. Hearing the rainfall and listening to the thunder is such a soothing sound. I hope you're relaxing. Do you feel better? I do.
Langit biru, langit biru kita. Hi there, this is John Ong from Online Podcast, and you're listening to Archer Radio, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet. Oh, by the way, I am the Asian princess.
This is Archer of Archer Radio, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet. Today is Thursday, July 14th, 2005. Today I finished reading the book He's the One by Timothy James Beck. I've been reading this book for several months now, and I finally made the time to finish it today. As I've said in the past, I only read a few pages each night before bed. After the storm today, I decided to finish the book, finally. I actually enjoyed it. It's about this character Adam, who is a tech guy who's all into computers and websites and stuff, and he temporarily moves to New York City for his job, because he's got a lot of clients there. And he makes a whole bunch of new friends, and he finds a new guy that he falls for. The book basically follows his experiences while in New York with his friends and how he eventually becomes attached to the guy he's interested in. Eventually, he has to move back to his hometown, and the guy has to move to Oklahoma for a job. Now, if you've read my blog at all, you will find that last part pretty familiar, because that actually happened to me last summer. And when I got to that last chapter of the book today, that brought back a lot of memories and emotions. So I actually enjoyed that part of the book. But anyway, back to the book. After those guys spend several months apart, something happens to bring them together. But I won't tell you what happens to bring them together. But let's just say that it's a happy ending. And hopefully that's not a spoiler for you and you'll go out and want to read the book. I actually do enjoy Timothy James Beck. I think this is the first book I've read by him. But I do have another book on the shelf, and that's actually going to be my next book that I'm going to start reading this evening. And by the way, for those of you who haven't figured it out, I'm recording this Thursday evening and posting it on Friday. That's been my schedule this week, I guess, with the podcasts. Anyway, the next book is called I'm Your Man by Timothy James Beck. And of course, it's another gay love story. And yes, it's set in New York City. And from reading the inside jacket cover, it sounds like it's a story filled with lots of fabulous gay men and their fabulous lives. Now, for me, books are a big diversion. You know, all the stuff that's going on in your lives, you can totally forget about it and get into the story of the book. It kind of takes you away from it, from your life, that is. And I tend to live vicariously through the characters in the book. Like when they go to, you know, wonderful cities or travel abroad, I feel like I'm there because I'm reading it and I get into the book. Now, the kind of books that I read are usually gay novels, gay love stories, anything that's gay themed. And I've written this on my blog, and I've talked about it before, that it takes me forever to read a book. I only read like a few pages a night, and usually takes me months and months and months to get through a book. And this last one, He's the One by Timothy James Beck, took me a really long time, just because some nights I didn't even read at all. But in the summertime, I tend to read more books anyway, so I'm sure I'll get through this next book without a problem. I do enjoy books. This evening, after the news, I talked to David of Dating with David on the phone. He was driving to the gym to do his workout, and we chatted a bit, and I told him I was getting ready to do my podcast, and he said to make sure I tell everyone that he says hello. So all of you listeners out there, David of Dating with David says hello. Hello back to you, David. And then I wanted to thank everyone for all the emails and the comments about yesterday's show. For those of you who haven't heard it yet, I made a comment about Wanda Wisdom and her taking a shower and recording it. And I just want to say that Wanda Wisdom had not heard of my shower podcast before, and she didn't mean to step on my toes by saying she was the first. She just hadn't heard my show, so she didn't know. As John Ong said to me today in an email. It's hard to be the first at anything anymore, and it probably doesn't matter much. Well, he's right. It's no big deal. I love Wanda Wisdom and her show, and she's my inspiration. She's actually why I got into podcasting. I know I've said that before. So there's nothing there. And for the people who commented on the blog, I mean on the website, thank you. But there's nothing to make a big deal about. Nothing to make a big deal about. Actually, it made me think of, if you listen to Fox in the City and Wanda Wisdom, you'll know that they have this banter back and forth. And I guess I was just, you know, wanted to be part of that and was trying to start my own banter. But in any case, I love the Wanda. Love her show. And I'd also like to thank John Ong for his wonderful sweeper that he sent me. You heard it earlier. And he's right, he is the Asian princess. So, thank you, John. I won't have any podcasts this weekend, of course, because. And probably the biggest reason is that I'm probably in some kind of funk. The last couple days, as you probably heard, my podcasts have been maybe not boring to you, but they've seemed boring to me. And I think it's because I'm really missing my boyfriend. He's been away now for a week and 3 days, and he's not coming back until next Thursday, so I'm kind of in a funk. It's like I'm really missing him. I want to be around him. I want to hear his voice, and it's just not until next Thursday, so I have to be patient. And even though Tropical Storm Dennis or Hurricane Dennis went through the area, didn't have as big of an effect on his vacation as he thought it might. And they were able to go on their vacation, but just a few days late. So he is at the beach and does not have an internet connection. So we haven't been emailing, and that's understandable. So I am missing the boyfriend. And my drama with the DVR continued into today. The cable man showed up at the time he was supposed to today. He actually showed up a couple minutes early and brought another DVR box, and set it all up, tested it out, and it was working fine. Of course, in less than an hour from the time he left, the DVR stopped working. So I had to call the cable company again and deal with those fucking idiots, Cox Cable. So the lady went through the whole process and set up the box, and you know, I actually sent a signal to the box to make it restart or something. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it restarted and it was working. And as of this minute, it is still working because it's currently taping Big Brother 6 so that I can do my podcast. I'm just crossing my fingers that when I wake up tomorrow morning, that it will actually be working. And I got an email from Peter, who was asking me about the cable guy, and it made me think of porn. I know that's kind of funny, but you think about it. You have a cable guy coming to your house. What are you hoping? That he's this hot cable guy who, you know, since it's a hot summer day, he's got his shirt unbuttoned down to his belly button. Excuse me. And you're hoping that the scene will turn into a porn. Surely you've seen the porn like that before. Well, this guy was nothing, you know, out of porn. Totally not my type. Barely spoke English, you know, just not my type. I'm sure he's someone's type, though. Just not mine. So I didn't get to have the porn fantasy of sex with the cable guy. But thanks to David, I have plenty of DVDs to take care of that. So, boys and girls, that's the show for today. I'm sure I'll be back on Monday. So until then, or until next time, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.